Hi, may I be of assistance?
This one looks sweet.
Oh no, I'm sorry. The closest gas station is about 10 miles away, and they won't be open this time of night. Yes, I'm sure. I'm sure you are in a hurry, but there's nothing I can do for you right now. The next town is 30, 40 miles away, and but I do own a hotel. A few miles from here, not far from the gas station, actually. I could take you there, you could stay with us the night, and then in the morning we could get you fixed up to go. No, no worry at all.
Come to me, I want you.
I'm sorry? Surely it should be I worried about picking up a male hiker rather than the other way around. I mean you no intentional harm. Please. Yes, that's right. I own a hotel. Even out here. A little spooked. Well, yes. It's a full moon, it's Halloween, it's dark out here. The signs are the only things that are lit along the highway, and they're not very close together. I'm sure you're a little freaked. How long have you been out here on your own? A few hours. You're very lucky that I caught you, because you'd probably wait till morning before somebody else came past you. I happen to have had a late errand. Yes, of course. No problem. We have rooms. We're available.
Bring him to my room.
Oh, no, please. Please. You'll need to sign in for health and safety reasons, but we can waive the hotel fee for a gentleman in distress, so to speak. Ah, here we are. I'll turn off. Thank you.
Leaning so close I can taste him.
Yes. Built quite some time ago. It is a beautiful chateau of sorts. Yes. Now, won't you come on in and we'll get you
He's
settled?
here, he's here. I want him, I want him, I want him.
Pardon me? I haven't heard anything. So what whispers? No.
Desires.
No, I hear nothing.
Lusts,
Please come on through
common
to reception. We'll
urge.
get you signed in.
I want you.
Now.
All of you.
Anna, could you pass me the paperwork? No fee for this guest. He was I found him on the side of the road. He was in distress, so to
Just the
speak.
way I like them.
Yes. We're going to take very good care of him, aren't we, Anna?
Very good care.
Now, sir. Just sign here. Oh, don't worry, it's just an indemnity. It's just to say that we know you're on the premises, we'll take care of you, and that you agree to any risks or whatever. No, it's just standard forms, sir. Please don't worry. Yes, indeed. Now,
We only want your soul.
come on up
It's
here. I'll
okay.
take you to your room. I'm sorry? I'm really not hearing any whispers at all, sir. I'm sorry. You must be quite distressed. Maybe you got a little cold or
Mine.
a little
Come
worried or
to
stressed
me.
out. I'm sorry, I don't hear anything.
Come to me, I want
Really,
you.
you're safe here. It's okay. Haunted? Well, I'm sure every old building has a claim to be haunted, sir. It is said that the house was a brothel in an era gone by. And it was said that the madame here was quite, well, they said she was a redhead. They said that she, well, the legend goes that redheads have no souls, and so they gain a freckle for everyone they steal.
And I have
It was
many,
said that
and I want yours.
those who were with her, who took the risk, left empty. Sir, and not just of their cum.
I will drain
An
you.
old wives' tale, to be sure. Anyway, we'll put you here. This is. No, please. The master suite is empty and you need a good rest. This was reputed to be her room, the madame. Yes, indeed. But I'm sure she won't be troubling you tonight. You look exhausted and ready to drop.
Oh, I'll be having such fun with you.
Sir, I really can't hear any whispering. I'm so sorry. Can I fetch you some water or
Make her leave us.
a good rest will be fine. I'm sure you'll be fine in the morning. Good night, sir. There. And now we're alone together. Oh. Don't look around so frantic. You'll never find me. You won't see me until I want to be seen. What would you like to imagine I am? A demon, seductress, temptation, a ghost. How many things have gone through your head since I started talking to you? There's nowhere for you to go. The hotel is the safest place for you, you know that. They wouldn't take you back even if you asked them now. This house, the essence of this house belongs to me. I control everything within it. Now, I know my voice is scaring you and turning you on at the same time. I know you have images in your head of the red-haired witch that extracts souls from the innocent. Those who came to my brothel were rarely innocent, my dear. And you, well, you have many a kink and skeleton to hide. You're not innocent either. So lay down. Feel my hands on your chest, pushing you backwards slowly, gently. Oh, come now. Let me undo your shirt, your trousers, kick your shoes off. I'll show myself when I'm ready to show myself. I'll show myself when you decide what it is the more truthful. You imagined your first girlfriend, the redhead. You imagined the girl at the coffee shop who's a redhead. You imagined something from a book you once read or a film you once saw. None of those come close to my beauty. I was, in my time, the best, and I still am the best, the most beautiful, certainly the most wicked. Lay back, surrender. There's no point fighting it, I'm going to win. Let me kiss down your chest. Kiss the length of your cock, which is twitching already, because you can feel my tits against your thighs. You can feel my body settle between your legs, though you can't see me. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and imagine what you want to see. Now open them and look down. See me. Hello. Hi. I'm the brothel madam. Now, let me take your cock in my mouth. You see now, you can't stop now. Your cock is throbbing. You had thoughts coming in the hotel of the girl who brought you here in the car and the girl who signed you in. You had flashing images through your head of one of them either side of your cock, their mouths wrapped around it, kissing each other over your cock. I see all, my sweet. I'm not going to tell you that your soul is easy to extract. I'm not going to tell you it won't sting. But I will tell you that the fact that I will take it at the exact moment when it's easiest, when you come, when you lose it, when you explode, when you orgasm, you won't notice quite so much. Just some pleasure-tipped pain, that's all. Now, feel me. Close your eyes. Feel me slide my wet pussy up over your cock. Slide down slowly, taking every last inch of you as I please. Oh, open your eyes. You can't escape me. You don't want to throw me off because this is too good. I'm in your head now. I'm... Look at me. Is my mouth moving? No. Because I'm not really here. Just a projection of your imagination to a voice in the ether. Now. We start to ride your cock. Feel it. Feel my wet cunt wrapped around your cock. Feel my dirty pussy. The pussy that's pleased hundreds and taken souls every time. Feel that as it milks your cock. Feel your balls fill with rush. Know that I'm going to empty them. I'm going to drain them. I'm going to take every last drop of it from you. My siren song, my voice, the way I moan, the way I tell you my little cunt's gonna come all around your cock. You can't resist it. You can't switch it off. You can't shut me down. You can't shut me out. And at the moment I come around your cock, you will feel me. You will feel me squeeze. And then you will come and I will take it. I will take exactly what I want. It's over. Lie back. Close your eyes. Rest. I was right about you. You do taste so fucking sweet. Good morning, sir. I trust you slept well and the room was to your liking? Oh, I'm sorry. If you had a bit of a fitful night, whatever could have happened to you? Ah, a small deception, yes, sir, but you see, she says that the souls taste sweeter when there's a little paranoia and craze. I'm so sorry. The door? Oh, no, sir, there's no doors here. You'd like to check out? Well, yes, of course, but you can check out any time you like, but you can never leave. I'm sorry. Once you enter her domain, you're here. Forever. You are quite delicious. Giving yourself to her fed us all, sir. Now. Now for you some breakfast.